Hello?
Hello.
Jose?
Yes.
Jose, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the call, sir, and happy Wednesday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote, Jose?
I am.
Can I ask for a couple minutes of your valuable time so I can conduct a survey real quick, sir?
Sure.
Thank you
very
much.
Quickly, yes.
Are you Jose Rosales, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much, Jose. And here, you are in the state of Georgia, right?
Correct.
Georgia. Thank you so much. Allow me just one moment. Okay. Let me ask you, with all due respect, Jose, how old, what year you were born?
1996.
96. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask you this. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote, or will you probably vote, or not, or chances are 50-50?
Chances 50-50.
50. Thank you. Now, in your own words, Jose, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Honestly, I do not know. There's so many circumstances into that.
So any specific? Any specific?
No, nothing really comes to mind. I'm sorry.
That's okay, sir. That's okay. No worries about that, sir. Now, let me just go ahead and ask this real quick here. Now, thinking about the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I did not vote that year.
You did not vote. Okay, no worries, sir. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or independent?
I need to do a little more research before I vote.
Okay, thank you. Well, if the election were held today, if you have to decide right now, will you lean toward voting Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Same thing, Matt. I would need more information.
Yeah. Some people feel more certain about their plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. Zero means that there's no chances for you to vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote. For Donald Trump, what's your rate?
Right now, I wouldn't vote because I don't have any information on it. I wouldn't vote for anybody.
Understand. No worries, sir. Thank you so much for answering those questions for me. And thinking about the elections in this November, the election for Congress were held that today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or Democrat candidate or undecided?
Undecided. I don't know, actually.
Thank you. Okay. Now, and who you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden in the Democratic Party or Donald Trump in the Republican Party for immigration?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay. And allow me just one moment, sir. Please indicate whether you strongly agree or someone disagree or strongly disagree when it comes to for this. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on the cities and state experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Is it strongly agree for you or strongly disagree?
I do not know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No worries, sir. Thank you so much for answering me these questions to me. This is, like I said, we're doing this survey and everything is confidential what you're saying to me, okay? President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in the deportation rate. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree or you don't know?
To protect immigrants?
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you agree or disagree for this. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who has passed a background when they have living in the working, when have been living and working in the United States for over a decade. Is it you strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
I agree.
Thank you. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants Most of who have been lived in the United States for over 10 years who has passed background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree, sir?
I agree.
Thank you. Okay, next one will be, tell me if President Biden's enacting each of the following programs related to the immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions. Most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected from deportation. Is it much more likely to you or much less likely to you?
Agree.
You agree. Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers who have lived in the United States for over a decade so they can continue work, essentially jobs, and contribute to our economy. Do you much more likely, is it much likely to you or much less likely to you, sir?
Much more.
Okay. Thank you. And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essentially jobs and contribute in our country. Much more likely or much less likely, sir?
More likely.
Thank you. And we're almost done on this. Please indicate if you're very concerned or someone concerned, a little concerned when it comes to Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Is it very concerned to you or little concern or not at all concerned, sir?
It brings a little concern.
Little concern. Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Is it very concerned to you? Little concern, not at all concerned.
Little concern.
Little concern. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like to get rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to the 4 million of migrants. Is it very concerned to you or not at all? I'm sorry, little concern or not at all concern?
Little concern.
Little concern. We're almost done. Thank you very much for your valuable time. I'm going to read your different approaches President Biden and former President Trump has proposed when it comes to immigration and would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own views. Even neither is exact right. It says here, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. And Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country. Is a Biden approach much closer to you or Trump approach much closer to you?
Biden's much closer.
Biden. Thank you. Okay. And after hearing some of more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Ralph F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm not fully sure yet.
Thank you. Well, if the election were held today, if you had to decide right now, and would you lean toward voting Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy?
I don't know.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers? And if it was your relation to them, what are your acquaintance, family member, friend, or coworkers?
I don't know anybody.
Thank you. If a typical week, do you use any of following sources to get your news information? Do you look at YouTube, TikTok, MSNBC, Facebook?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. Thank you, sir. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
My family traces their heritage from Mexico.
Mexico. Thank you. Okay. And were you born in the United States mainland or in the island of Puerto Rico?
In the United States.
United States. Were either your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Another country.
Another country. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
Me, English.
Always.
But I mix in Spanish a little bit, too.
Okay, thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Honestly, do not know.
Okay. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as a closer Republican or Democratic Party?
Neither. I don't really know.
Thinking, yeah, we're almost done. This is the last question here. Thinking if the political terms, will you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Same thing. I'm not sure.
Don't know. Okay. What is the last year of school that you have completed, sir?
High school.
High school. Okay. What is your relation, if any, sir?
Relation to what?
What religion?
Oh, Catholic.
Catholic. Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
My first name, Alexander.
Alexander. Okay, thank you so much. Let me just make the change here. They put Jose here. Alexander. Okay, Alexander. So, thank you. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in the following up research study? No? Okay. Thank you very much.
No.
Then you're already done with this survey. Thank you very much for your valuable time. Alexander, I really appreciate for you providing me with your valuable time. Thank you very much. Hopefully everything changed and you're already done with it. You have a great afternoon and enjoy your dinner, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.